You're listening to SBS News.
The Women's Football World Cup final takes place in Lyon on Monday morning, when the defending champions, the United States, meet the Netherlands. It's the first ever final for the Dutch team, and they're under no illusion about how tough it'll be against the three-time world champions. Midfielder Jackie Groenen, who scored the winner against Sweden in the semi-final, says there's no reason why the Netherlands can't make history.
I've seen the games, they're a very good team, but it's a final, who knows what can happen, right? We will do everything in our power to beat them.
You're not scared at all?
No, I'm not scared, but I'm not scared of any team. It's a football game, anything can happen. And it's America, obviously, but we will fight.
The US, meanwhile, has been making headlines for its exuberant goal celebrations, criticised by some as appearing to show arrogance. Megan Rapinoe is the co-captain of the team, and she was forced to sit out the semi-final victory against England with a minor injury. Before the England victory, Rapinoe had scored every goal for the US in the knockout phase, and she says she's ready to go in Monday's final.
I do expect to be healthy for the final. Feeling really good. Had a good session today and feeling better every day. So it was really nothing too serious, but obviously with such a short time between the games, just wasn't able to go, and felt like for myself and for the team it was the best, to not even try. So I wasn't even really fit for selection.
SBS has full coverage of the Women's World Cup final from 12:30 a.m. on Monday morning, when cup holders the United States take on the Netherlands. There's also live streaming on the World Game website. The Cricket World Cup is getting close to the knockout stage. Australia can ensure it finishes top of the group phase with a win against South Africa in Manchester on Saturday night. That will line up a likely semi-final against New Zealand. Glenn Maxwell has been scoring quick runs for Australia during the tournament, but not many of them. Ahead of the final group game against South Africa, he said a big score isn't far away.
This is probably as well as I've hit the ball in my career. It's just the runs probably haven't flowed as I would have liked, but I still feel like I'm in really good touch. I think having that month here, getting used to conditions, getting my technique right for these conditions has been a great benefit to me, and I'm hoping to cash in, I suppose, at this time of the tournament.
England will play either India or Australia in the last four after the host nation recovered from back-to-back losses against Sri Lanka and Australia. Captain Owen Morgan says the return to form was down to the hard work his team has been doing over the past 4 years preparing for the World Cup. The other two matches see Pakistan playing Bangladesh on Friday night, while Sri Lanka meets India on Saturday. The semi-finals take place on Tuesday and Thursday nights next week. To tennis, and while most Australians have been heaping praise on Ash Barty for her rise to world number one and a strong start at Wimbledon, it's been the opposite for her fellow Australian Nick Kyrgios. Yet again, he's been shouting at umpires and spectators on court and verbally clashing with reporters after matches. The 24-year-old played a five-set match against Australian Jordan Thompson and was then seen at a local Wimbledon pub drinking beer on the eve of his clash with world number two Rafael Nadal. Former Wimbledon champion Boris Becker says it's time Kyrgios started to deal with the distractions in a different way and concentrate on playing good tennis.
There's this funny need to be heard and known for something, almost an attention deficit disorder. You know, you have that. I want him, to do what he does best. I think that's playing tennis. He's one of the best talents out there. And I'd like to talk about the last tournaments he's won, not about the last outbursts he's done.
Eight teams have buys in the NRL due to next Wednesday's State of Origin decider. And there's a full round of AFL meanwhile, with one of the big games taking place on Sunday afternoon between the 4th-placed GWS Giants and the 5th-placed Brisbane Lions. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.